vibration to one thing, metaphors to another. I'm sitting in a room quite still with a cassette tape recorder in my hand, and you are next to some sort of means by which to channel these vibrations back into your head. I have been trying for a very long time to describe some of the discrepancies that I think occur when people try to communicate. The discrepancies occur because of a variety of things, one of them inherent in the linguistic form that we use. As Edward Hall says, we tend to transfer livingness to extensions that we create. We make a word and then we respect it rather than use it. People who make metaphors that extend and sort of echo down the line of human thought are those who are listening not to the words, but to the context in which the words are used. It used to be called poetry, and the way that people recognized the fact that the vibrations were metaphors was that we standardized the rhyme scheme or the rhythm. When people lived in caves, that's where they met. When they created the technology of language, they began to meet in words, and then in books, and then in movies and radio and records and wherever you're hearing this sound right now. But in a sense, the essence of what we are isn't in the vibrations, in the extensions. It's in the metaphors that we create. Often people say that the most human thing about human beings is their ability to communicate. We are really all extraterrestrial in the sense that we come as a result of vibrating frequencies here. And as assembled, we tend not to mirror the dazzle. Most people use a linguistic form that only extends to the people immediately around them. Some people think of a metaphor form that extends to everyone. We all see only two objects as human beings, the sun and the moon. But we all have the potential for seeing the process in which we are all a part. One of the switches that has to occur in the next period of time is the switch from seeing people as the users of resources to people as the resources, with the stuff being only the means by which the resources are realized. 4 billion people means 4 billion possibilities, not 4 million mouths to feed. It means 4 billion metaphors. It means 4 billion different types of vibration. When at our best, we listen with all that. When at our worst, we tend to perceive other people as objects, as objecting to what we do. I cannot hear what you have just heard before I've said it, and I will not be able to hear until after I'm finished what you will hear after I've said it. The degree to which human beings are a success is the degree to which all their experiences enrich the present, not ensure the future, not glorify the past. Metaphors are one thing, vibrations are another.